In the name of Jesus, we together study the topic of your identity. Who are we? So yesterday, we go through what does God require of you? Let's talking about what is God's heart towards us. What does God require of us? Now, for today, let's think about our identity. We may have a different identity in this society, right? Just like some of us may have a different passport. We can become a citizen of the United States. At the same time, some may hold another identity as a citizen of different countries. So, this class actually is trying to bring us some thought about how to insist our identity, and we can leave our identity out. If we recognize our true identity in the sight of God, then our health, our life, our behavior must change accordingly. We must reveal this true identity to this world so everybody can know what we are doing. And we have confidence our identity will change our life. Because everything comes out from heart. If we really consider this is what we're supposed to do, we know what we are doing, why we are doing so, then our everything has become so sure and so positive to everything. Okay, so the first verse is from Ephesians chapter 2. This is the verse come up with this identity. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them. So, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work. So, our life has been designed by Jesus Christ, by God in Jesus Christ. So we have been chosen by God in Christ before the creation of the whole world. So this good work which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in it. So we shall fulfill our life to finish the good work that God wants us to accomplish. So, we belong to God because He is our Creator. He saved us in Jesus Christ. So, first is, who are we? Who are we? We must know, right? That we are children of God, given a special status from the world. Because we are His workmanship. So, we must understand who we really are and have the conviction that to live out a life of Christ. Okay, so in the school, I don't know whether you will talk about identity. Do you learn the identity in your college? Probably not, right? How about high school? In the school, do you talk about the identity? Yes or no? No, right? Because everybody can say, "Oh, I'm a citizen of United States, right? I'm a citizen. I use the USA passport. I'm proud of the American." 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it's maybe true, but right now it's not, right? Because many people they are not happy to be a citizen of a certain country. But you know the trend, the world is changing. So in Chinese you say 10 years in the West Bend and 10 years in East Bend. 十年河东，十年河西. So in this situation, maybe different 10 years later. So only God knows. But to us, we know we are not going to be proud of which this worldly identity we have. Because this is just temporary. We have to really understand people, they don't have hope. If they have no eternal hope, what they can strive for is just worldly things. This is temporary. The things which they can see in the physical eyes. But to us, we are the workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good work. So always consider what our life has been very different from others, especially in TJC members. We have 100% sure our sin has been forgiven by Jesus Christ by receiving his water baptism with the testimony or the witness of Holy Spirit. We know we are justified by Jesus Christ already. So we have we receive love, we have faith, we have eternal life, we have hope. So most of people they use their whole life, to gain something, right? So just some saying, don't make your life blank. Always fulfill with something more meaningful. But the so-called meaningful, to them, is very different from to us, right? So most people, what do people strive for? You can look at your friends, your classmates, your neighbors, or your relatives. Sometimes they all have different view of the society. At this age, in school, we strive for knowledge. We try to learn new things, right? All different subjects, we can understand all the things, the principle of things, and we receive more skill. So we try to equip ourselves, be more skillful, so we have more ability to finish, to do things. If we have higher ability, then we may gain more status, higher status. So the status may just bring us wealth, so you may earn more money. Then we can receive fame from others. So we will be accepted or be recognized by others, say, oh, certain people, they are good. So we receive, this the things just come in. So pressure, if we have money, we are wealth, we can pursue our own pleasure. Someone may just like traveling all different places. Nowadays it's so expensive, right? You take air ticket, it costs money. You go for rental car, hotel, everything, restaurant, eating, drinking, all costs money. So people, they want for free. If they want for free, they go, they have to earn a lot of money in order to be capable to travel all different places. People may have their own idea. They want to be certain men or certain people. They want to be recognized by others. They want to fulfill their idea, right? So, make it simple. Some people, they want to pursue their own realization. They want to know, I'm somebody. So this is self-confidence. Yes, actually, this is good. All these things, people let's strive for is, come on, we are doing the same. That's why we go to school, we learn, we put our best to become skillful. But the identity, the fact actually is, we have to, after we mature, we have to know the fact of being who I am. Because we end up, no, yes, we have certain limit. Even though we want to be somebody, but we cannot. Just like we all have dream, right? In the elementary school, in the middle school, high school, we all have different dreams. Some kids, they ever dream to be a dump truck driver. Because it's so amazing to the kids. The truck can just lift up the dumpster and then bam, just like a robot. Wow. It's so amazing. So people like it. Kids, they dream. I remember my daughter also have this kind of dream. watch the dumpster. Oh, pick up the trash can. Oh, someone be like a firefighter, right? 911. Yes, hero, firefighters. Many people, they try to become a firefighter. Or, just like myself, when I was young, I just admire my school teachers. I want to be a school teacher. Because you find out, wow, school teacher, you receive a lot of respect and can so knowledgeable. So we do have all different kind of dreams. You just record what you have been dreamed for. So this actually is the first identity we want to be. So we all want to be someone, but after we grew up, we have changed it, right? We found out, a dumb truck driver is not that easy. Actually, it's unpleasant. You always smell these smelly things, right? Because we sit at home and watch through the window and see, wow, it's fun. But the one who really do the work is not that easy. We have to endure all different kind of the dirty things. You know? So because before we really get some idea about the things, we have dream. We just put our own image. Imagination make us want to be something. But in reality, it's different. Right? So once we become mature, we recognize, yes, it's an only value. I want to be even more value for something. So what is your goal of status in this society? What is our goal? So in high school, we decide our major. Right? We have to really put our effort to be someone. So if we don't have a goal, then our life may just miserable. We don't know what to do. Every day just doing nothing and waste time. So first, at least we know what we want to be in this society, because we are living in this society. We cannot escape. I just live by myself. I live in the mountain and I just camp every day. No way. We have to face the reality, right? So, what is your goal? High school, right now, in college, you decide your major already. Maybe someone is undecided yet. But eventually, we have to know what we are going to do after I graduate, what I want to spend my time for. So, we may pursue be professional in certain area. Someone may be engineer, accountant, doctor, lawyer, all different kind of professions, teachers. Or we may want to be expert in certain area. So our goal is expert, not necessarily be you have to have a good, very high education. You know, sometimes, you know, even people are not good in school, but they are good in doing things. They can be an expert too. You know, in this society, expertise bring you fame and wealth. So we have to broaden our view about learning. Sometimes you spend time learn some skill, make it very good. This is what the ancient Japan, German, they do it this way. The school kids in middle school, after they graduate from elementary school, they have to decide their future. If you are if you are going to do research, then you go to the high school and to university. You will have interest in just like a plumber, like a repairing cars. Then you just go to some professional school to learn all the skills from very young. Then you know, the whole life do the same thing. They are very, very good in that area, expert. So that's why their ability, the country have certain expertise in certain industries. Or I think the ultimate, we want to be a good citizen anyway. In the school, the teacher, the system, try to educate everyone. We must be good, respect everyone, right? Respect to each other, then be honored. Then we have to really follow the law. So you try to make everybody follow the system, so everybody become so disciplined and do things in order. So make this society, everyone know what to do and do their own work to contribute their talent, and they make the society grow. Yes, we are enjoying this system in the American, in this country. But to us, no matter how much we put in, we may reach a certain status, but the fact is, it's only temporary, right? It does not last long. Sometimes, even power, people look over power. But if you look at the Genesis, the story of Joseph, let's turn to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41. Verse 38. The story, I think, you know it. Joseph, he became the ruler of Egypt, become the prime minister. He end up just be under the Pharaoh, the king, and above all the Egyptians. He's the second man of the country. He's so powerful. 46 say he was 30 years old. Only 30. He becomes so powerful in the country. But let's turn to chapter 50. Chapter 50. Chapter 50. 22. He died. Joseph dwelt in Egypt. He and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. In verse 24. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And 25 say, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. He's a powerful man at that time. But end up, he was embalmed and then put into a coffin. From a prime minister, now a coffin there. You see, this is a fact of life. And after he passed away, Exodus chapter 1, he started to describe the situation totally turned around. Right? So the Israelites, now they face a different situation. Verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. They don't recognize Joseph. Of course, they
They will have different policy toward the Israelites. So
we can see this is even a power,
the high status is temporary. Oh. Joseph, in his whole life, from year 30 to 110, 80 years, he really enjoyed his power. It brings a lot of blessing to his people. But it's only 80 years. Later, then, it's gone.
So, the reality is, this is social high status does not guarantee safety or prosperity for long. In this world, we understand that this is a dynamic society, always changing. The policy changing, right? The ruler changing, the school changing, the environment changing, everything changing. Seems no things is forever. So, like Daniel, we can also see the same example. He served for four different kings, and then, even though he becomes so powerful, but he passed away. Okay, so let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, or chapter 3. 2 Timothy, now the reality. You know, in these last days, perilous times shall come. Now, we are standing at the ending of the world. The time is just getting shorter and shorter. What we are going to really put our effort in for our own? We don't know how many years we have, but we know the ending is coming for sure. So in the spiritual world realm, we can experience more and more challenging and different thought, heresy, try to sweep people out. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, this Satan, devil, come down to you, having a great wrath. So evil spirit is not working in the children of disobedience. We have been redeemed from this disobedience. Now, it's for us to again to think about who make our status change. Maybe you have born in the church already. You receive baptism in your infancy. You don't even experience my status just as teacher's member the whole life, right? But actually, we have to search it again to find out, yeah, this is because of the blessing of Jesus. Otherwise, we may just like others. So the change comes from Jesus Christ. So Lord Jesus has chosen every one of us for his own possession out of all people. This is what Deuteronomy chapter 7, Moses remind his people. The Israelites. You have to remember, God chosen you out from on the face of earth. So you are special. Even though you are the least nation, you are so small, so tiny. So we are chosen by God, Father in Jesus Christ. So Ephesians chapter 1, we have been chosen way before the creation of the earth. So we are so blessed because God chose us. That's why we have a chance to hear the gospel and God touch us, our heart, and then we believe. At least your forefathers, your grandma, grandpa, or your ancestor, they believe in Jesus. So that's why we have right now. So we are called according to his purpose. Everyone, God calls someone to do certain things, not without any purpose. Right? So Romans chapter 8. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
Romans 8, 29 to 30. It's just to read again about what is so-called grace. Okay? Let's read 28 to 30, the whole the passage. 28 to 30. Brother, Guanin, please read. Amen. So, 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So, what we supposed to do is to lift up the image of Jesus Christ. And he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So because he is the first, Jesus is like a firstborn. He's our big brother. We have to learn from him, right? So just the little brother, little sister, they always learn the older one. So we learn because he's an example. He went beforehand. We just follow his step. So he said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. He called. And whom he called, then he who also justified, and whom he justified, whom he also glorified. So, we will be glorified by God. Jesus, he give us glory at the end. But in order to receive even more glory, we have to really know what we have to do. If we live up our identity, then things change. This is very, very fundamental concept. Sometimes we don't really sure about does Jesus love me? You know, especially when we encounter some difficulty, we always doubt about how come if Jesus love me, how come he doesn't answer to my prayer? He seems to let me alone. Oh, actually, he loves us already. He is going to train us to make us even more better. So God used all different ways to train his beloved. So God chose us from the beginning. We have to be for sure for our salvation. He sent down the Holy Spirit. So we receive it. Then Holy Spirit just give us this strength to sanctify ourselves. So end up we have to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus wants. So, in Jesus Christ, our identity become a new person. So, what is our status in Jesus Christ? A new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, we are a new creature. We have a new life. Jesus gives us a new life. He grants us a new status. What is the status in Jesus Christ? The new status. In Galatians chapter 3, 26, we are called the children of God. We have a new characteristic. We are new. We're supposed to have a new. New characteristic means we are so special to others. People can know your new characteristics. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and onward. We have divine nature of God. Divine nature. People usually, everyone have a sinful nature. But after in Jesus, we do manifest this divine nature in our life. This is our status, new status. We have a new hope. So we have faith through this faith, we have a better eyesight. We see through this material world. So we can see the things behind. So new hope. We have eternal life. We have a new vision. So in this new status in Jesus, we have new vision. The vision is we really look up the things above. So in Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. Okay, so this new status put in a simple verse is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people. His own special people, that you shall show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The new special, honorable, and holy status we have as a priest, royal priesthood. So this is a new status, with a new goal and the new pursuit. So we are our if we know what we are, then our steps will be very careful every time, because we don't want to lose our status. Our identity will help to keep us be very careful in everything, because we care. Because Jesus has been paid the price of life to bring us such wonderful blessing. So the new status in Jesus, then we recognize, yes, I'm special, but I'm not the whole thing. Right? Sometimes we consider ourselves too important. So, yes, I'm the children of God, so I can do whatever I want. So in the church, I'm the children of God, so it's my home. So I can do this or I can do that. Just like in your house, you can do the things you want. But we have to recognize we are the body of Christ. We are only members of this body. So this house, the church, we have so many different brothers and sisters to share, to form this body. So I'm not the only child. I'm just many of the one. So I have to make the house, this big family, spiritual family, become prosperous. So even though I'm important, but at the same time, I'm just a small piece only. But even though it's just a small piece, but I can make the whole body function. So the identity makes us, at the same time, we honor the salvation of Jesus. We know we are different from the world. But when we look at the church, we find out, yes, we are one of the members. The whole body is our purpose. So we have to manifest the body. So our identity will bring us to really honor Jesus, to put Jesus the most important things, not ourselves. You know, sometimes in the society overemphasize, this is so-called the fame or the power, so talent, the people is so good in certain things. But don't forget, there are so many different things. This is not the only thing. Right? So likewise, in here we recognize I am just a member. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, our identity brings us humble. Humble. Because, yes, if I'm just, if I don't exist, the body is still going. The church is still going. Right? So, what a blessing we have now. Jesus grant us this status. He give us this chance to serve in the church. So I have to do my part
with humble heart. I want to obey this body. So, what does the Lord Jesus say? Lord Jesus say about his disciples. I think the one verse is in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 is so we are the citizen of the heavenly kingdom. This verse is important. Recognize we belong to heavenly kingdom. But temporarily we live on this earth. So what does the Lord Jesus say about his disciple? He special mention the disciple. Jesus had many disciples, but we are one of them. Particularly, he said, "You are the salt of earth and the light of the world." So in Matthew chapter 5, this is what Jesus said in his sermon on the mountain. So he recognized, he accepted us. He said, "You are much precious than the birds of the air." So he take care, and he want us to be light and the thought of the world, to bear testimony for him. "You are those who have continued with me in my trial." In Luke chapter 22:28, when Jesus was about to crucified, he specially entrust his disciple about what they're supposed to do. "You are those who have continued with me in my trials." Jesus, his time is short, but his work must be continued. Right? Who will do it? The disciple. "You have continued with me in my trial." And Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." You are the branches. So we are his extension. Jesus' life can be extended to far and far to everyone of us. So this new status brings us a new responsibility. So once we recognize who we are and we know we are noble, we are honored by Jesus, then with a humble heart, we consider, yes, the whole thing, the goal is this body, this church, then what I supposed to do? As just a member, then, in that session, he said, the new responsibility under the new identity. First, we live for the one who died for us and the rose again. Jesus died for us and he resurrected again. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Let's turn to this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Under this new identity, the first thing. Chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15. Sister, so many names. Just Emily. Emily. Amen. He died for all, and they which live shall not hence live unto themselves. Let's not live just only for ourselves. So we follow Jesus, be faithful to the house of God. So everything, do it through our just faith. Be faithful. The more we know the truth, we may become more faithful, because Jesus, he showed example, very perfect example already. So in Hebrews chapter 3, Jesus, the author, compared Jesus and Moses to see how Jesus was so faithful in the house of God. Second, to fulfill our responsibility according to the gift we have received from Lord Jesus Christ.
We are members. We are the member of body. The body is the living body. It's glorified. And the member must participate in this task, this work. So we have to fulfill our responsibility. If we are to pray at a certain law, then we do it. Right? We do it according to the gift we receive. So if we are supposed to be to serve, then God gives us the ability to serve already. Then we just do it. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 17 is talking about members. As a members of bodies, we do our part. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. 10 to 11. 10 to 11. Father, chapter 4, verse 10, huh? Sit in the back. So many I can remember that. Sean. Amen. So let us, let everyone have received a gift. So minister the same one to one another. Okay. So let us do our part. Really fulfill this one. Basically, we receive the gift, talent, then they just do minister to this church. Number 3 says, love one another to perfect the law and live out the identity of the disciple of Jesus Christ. So, to love one another. Because love perfect the law. We can be satisfied in things, in all different things, but we must not be satisfied in love. We always have to consider, I haven't loved enough. So, we always, with this concept, mindset, we're changing our attitude. Okay, love one another to perfect the law. Number 4, say, stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, 27. So, we have to really consider Jesus give us this in trust of preaching gospel. So, we proclaim the excellency of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is what we have read, First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So, let's stay first in one spirit and one mind, strive together for the gospel. So after we know what we have to do, always remember preaching the gospel. We just live out this gospel to glorify Jesus, to make our church growing.